USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look, I'd like to get another rescue package. I think there's more that needs to be done for the economy.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding a new stimulus package. Negotiations still ongoing. The Kentucky Republican continues.
It's important to remember we already now have a debt the size of our economy for the first time since World War II. This has got to stop unless it's narrowly targeted at the problem.
Vice President Mike Pence is praising President Trump's accomplishments in the last 3 years.
We rolled back more federal red tape than any administration in American history already. We unleashed American energy and fought for free and fair trade. And in just 3 short years, 7 million jobs created.
Vice President speaking at a campaign stop in Carter Lake, Iowa. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Senate chairman plans on sending subpoenas to the CEOs of three technology giants amid a push to alter the liability protections that currently shield companies from lawsuits. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Roger Wicker says the CEOs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook all declined to accept invitations to testify before his committee, necessitating the subpoenas. A package delivery service is preparing for the holiday season. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
FedEx is hiring for the holidays. The shipping giant says it's adding more than 70,000 positions to help with the holiday season, including nearly 3,400 positions in Memphis alone. FedEx officials say they believe this holiday season is going to be the company's busiest holiday season ever, saying that most people are ordering things online this year, and it's only going to get busier at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with senators regarding the Supreme Court vacancy. Coney Barrett was nominated by President Trump on Saturday. When it comes to who Coney Barrett is, Lexi Baltus clerked for her.
She's like the person that you've seen, the person you saw Saturday, the person you saw in 2017. She's a person of uncommon grace, kindness, warmth, and integrity. She's also a person of courage and conviction and firmly committed to applying her role impartially.
As far as the attacks on her faith, Baltus tells Fox News.
Well, you know, Judge Barrett is a model of class, civility, and integrity. And I think we'll see that be her reaction throughout. She will take this in stride, whatever comes, with courage and integrity, as she always does. And I think we will all have to do the same.
Legendary quarterback Brett Favre admits the NFL is in unprecedented times with the pandemic.
What's the right protocol? What's logistically, how do you make it work? I'm surprised that it hasn't been worse.
The former Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings quarterback talking about the league's decision on deciding to postpone this weekend's game between the Tennessee Titans and Pittsburgh Steelers. Favre also saying he'd like to see some fans at every NFL stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.